We are the Border Patrol Group and met Border Patrol agents in the El Paso sector who took us to the U.S.-Mexican border area. The two agents, Mr. Ralph Gomez and Mr. Joe Romero, deal with apprehensions on illegal border crossers day and night. During the tour, they explained Border Patrol history, agents' role, and ongoing conflicts in the border area.
So we're looking at every threat, whether it's terrorism, whether it's narcotics, drug trafficking, narco-terrorism, or smuggling, any type of contraband, or human smuggling. We're looking at all threats. If at any point I felt that there was any type of threat or danger to you, we'd leave the area. Because I feel fully confident that if there's some activity, our brothers and sisters, they're going to respond.
Joe said the Border Patrol Museum shows the history of Border Patrol over the last 80 years.
I'm actually going to stop at the Border Patrol Museum because I want to give you guys a different view of the Border Patrol. This museum is the only national Border Patrol museum in the country. And this museum will give you a really good view as to the history of the Border Patrol and what it is that it's accomplished throughout the many years, throughout the 86 years of existence. And we'll kind of talk about that once when we get there. Mounted guards, that was before the creation of the Border Patrol, was from 1904 to 1924. Then the Border Patrol was created in 1924. And you can see it kind of flows through Port Huron, things like that. 1930s, different challenges. Even now you see, of course, they had makeshift spikes for the road to try to get rid of our agents as well as for our agents to try to...
We headed to a vast barren border area. What we only could hear was strong winds blowing. Ralph mentions the borderline is easy to cross when it is legal.
Half of it is on the U.S. side, half of it is in Mexico. So for example, on this particular one right there, this line that you see right there, that would be your international boundary. So you could actually yourself, you know, you're not armed, you're actually right there in Mexico and you're in the United States at the same time.
In an urban border area between El Paso and Juarez, trains pass as if there is no tension between the border. Being a Border Patrol agent requires many steps to pass.
Yes, to become a Border Patrol agent, you have to apply, which encompasses immigration law, Spanish, driving techniques, and physical techniques, and firearms.
Thank you.
Let's take a...
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
For DJ MTA News, I'm Sok Gang in El Paso.